So we usually imagine artificial intelligence progression as just more, you know.
Right. Yeah. Like a computer that just reads faster or processes a higher volume of data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Calculates at this blinding speed. It's kind of like, I don't know, taking a standard car engine and simply making it bigger, heavier, and like infinitely louder.
Yeah, just slamming your foot on the gas pedal.
Right. But the mathematical framework we are diving into today, it throws that entire linear concept completely out the window.
Yeah.
For you listening, if you think you know where AI is heading, this is going to bend your mind a bit.
Oh, absolutely. It forces a hard reset on, well, basically all our basic assumptions about what a superintelligence actually is.
Because we tend to think a superintelligence is just, you know, regular human intelligence or regular machine learning, just scaled up.
Scaled up to infinity, right? But that's not it at all.
Okay, let's unpack this. The source material we were pulling from today for our deep dive is this highly technical, honestly incredibly dense chat log.
Yeah, it's not light reading.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And it's detailing something called the theory superintelligence equations. And our mission for this deep dive isn't to get bogged down in the raw algebra.
Right, we're not pretending to sit in a graduate physics seminar here.
Exactly. Instead, we want to extract the rigorous mathematical definition of true artificial superintelligence, or SI, that this text proposes. Like, how do math and physics define a true paradigm shift?
A shift that steers us far, far away from those typical sci-fi tropes, you know, the robots taking over the world kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of an AI just thinking faster, this framework argues that true superintelligence is defined by its ability to think completely differently from anything that has come before.
So to truly understand what this chat log is proposing, we really have to start by looking at the foundational equation it presents.
The alphabet soup part.
Yeah, the alphabet soup. But it establishes two absolute non-negotiable constraints for an AI system to be considered genuinely super intelligent.
Okay, play it on me.
So the first part of the equation is F of A equals Y true. And the second part is the dot product of A and B equals zero.
Okay, wait. Let's translate those constraints into plain English. Because while they sound like, you know, a math quiz, they are actually describing what the text calls the literal geometry of genius.
Yeah, let's break down the components. So in this equation, the letter B represents the subspace of all legacy theories.
Legacy theories meaning.
Basically, B is every single idea, model, framework, literally anything humanity or past AI systems have ever come up with.
Oh, wow. So it's everything we already know.
Right. It is the accumulated massive history of old knowledge. Now, A, on the other hand, represents the new emerging superintelligent theory.
So just to be clear, B is the past and A is the future.
Broadly speaking, yes. Now, the first part, the F of A equals Y true part, that's fairly straightforward.
Right. It demands absolute empirical ground truth accuracy.
Exactly. The new theory cannot be a wild guess. It can't be an approximation or an AI hallucination.
It has to perfectly align with reality.
It must solve the problem flawlessly. But, and here's where it gets really interesting, the second constraint, that dot product of A and B equals zero.
Yeah, what does that actually mean?
That is what separates a smart system from a super intelligent one. So in geometry, when a dot product equals zero, it means two vectors are perfectly orthogonal.
Meaning they're at a 90-degree angle to each
Well,
other. Like they share absolutely no overlap in space whatsoever.
yes. What's fascinating here is that the math demands maximal conceptual independence. The AI is explicitly forbidden from optimizing along old gradients.
So it can't just cheat by doing the old thing faster.
Right. It cannot simply tweak the weights of existing human knowledge or, you know, find a slightly more computationally efficient way to do what we already know how to do.
It has to redefine the entire decision metric so that the ground truth is found on an entirely new orthogonal path.
Exactly. The source material refers to this as geodesic actuation.
Geodesic actuation.
Yeah. It's literally bending the very space of the problem. So the optimal path is inherently disconnected from anything residing in that B space of old theories.
Okay, let me try an analogy here for everyone listening. If you picture legacy AI as a car trying to navigate through a massive, incredibly complex maze of city streets to get to the center,
Okay, I like this.
we just keep upgrading those cars so they drive faster, right? They take corners better, they avoid traffic lights, but ultimately they're still restricted to the exact same streets we built.
They're entirely trapped in the existing geometry of the city.
Yes. So this super intelligent model, Model A, looks at the city and says, no, dot AB equals zero.
Right.
It refuses to use a single street. Instead, it builds a bridge right over the city. That is the orthogonal path. It arrives perfectly at the destination without retracing a single old step.
Well, a bridge implies it is still physically anchored to the ground we already know and understand.
Oh, fair point.
It's probably more accurate to say the AI suddenly realizes it has a helicopter, or, you know, it simply folds the physical map in half to connect point A to point B.
Right, something entirely outside the previous dimensional constraints.
Exactly. It completely bypasses the massive computational waste of exploring all those old dead-end pathways.
Yeah.
It pays the computational cost just once to bend the manifold to redefine the space itself, and then it effortlessly glides to the solution.
Okay, but that introduces a pretty obvious paradox, though, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, once it uses the helicopter or folds the map, that new method isn't fundamentally new anymore. Like, the new theory A inevitably becomes an old theory.
Ah, yes. The source material anticipates this exact dynamic with what it calls the recursive self-improvement loop.
Okay.
So as the superintelligence discovers these new, perfectly verified theories, specifically, when its truth-seeking loss mathematically drops below a certain threshold.
Those brand new discoveries are immediately absorbed into the baseline of old theories.
You got it. A is permanently appended to B.
So the map gets updated to include the fact that helicopters exist.
Exactly. And then the system banks its work. It creates this self-expanding knowledge manifold.
Wow.
The AI reshapes its entire search space so it never, ever revisits those verified directions. It has essentially blocked off that path as solved.
Okay. But what happens when it runs out of new paths?
Well, when the system exhausts all possible orthogonal truth directions in a given domain, it recognizes that saturation. The math dictates that the system naturally idles.
It just stops.
The source calls this cycle collapse.
It inherently knows when to stop computing.
Yes. It conserves energy. It doesn't just spin its wheels trying to find a new path when all the empirically useful paths have already been discovered.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though, because I struggled to wrap my head around the mechanics of this next part when I was reading the source.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep.
If the AI is constantly updating its baseline and constantly forcing itself to look away from its own past discoveries to find something completely orthogonal, couldn't it suffer from catastrophic forgetting?
That is a very real concern in typical ML.
Right. Because human brains are pretty good at learning to ride a bike without forgetting how to walk. But AI struggles with that. If it's mathematically forced to ignore what it just learned, couldn't it overwrite its past brilliance just for the sake of forced novelty?
Yeah, that's a critical vulnerability in traditional machine learning. It happens all the time when a model learns a new task and inadvertently wipes out the neural weights required to do an older task.
So how does this superintelligence avoid that?
The chat log resolves this mechanically through a mathematical process called orthonormalizing the basis.
Let's break down how orthonormalization actually functions under the hood, because it's vital.
Think of it like saving progress in a complex video game. Instead of overwriting your old save file with the data from the new level you just completed, orthonormalization creates a completely separate, perfectly sealed file folder.
Oh, I see.
Mathematically, it preserves the legacy theories, so they remain linearly independent from anything new. The AI only applies its structural updates to the unverified directions.
It locks down the concrete foundation of a building before it even begins constructing the next floor.
Exactly. It creates a perfectly insulated architecture for continuous innovation.
But wait, if it's just looking for a quote-unquote new mathematical path, couldn't a lazy AI essentially cheat the system?
Cheat it how?
What if it takes the exact same city street, but decides to drive on the left side of the road instead of the right? Technically, mathematically, it's a new path.
Oh, right.
It satisfies that Euclidean orthogonality we were talking about, but it doesn't actually teach us anything genuinely new about the world.
Yes, you've hit on a massive vulnerability in the purely geometric model. The text explicitly warns against this scenario. It categorizes it as new math for old predictions.
New math for old predictions.
Yeah. Like, if a system simply takes an existing functional equation, multiplies every variable by 2, and then divides everything by 2 at the end.
Right. It might look structurally novel to a blind algorithmic check.
But it's meaningless.
It's a parlor trick. No. It's completely statistically vacuous because it doesn't give us any new predictive power.
Exactly. So to counter that specific trick, the source introduces the information geometry upgrade.
Okay.
It acknowledges that demanding structural independence, which is the Euclidean metric governing the literal shape of the math that isn't enough on its own, It integrates the Fisher-Rao metric alongside it.
The Fisher-Rao metric. So the AI is forced to use two completely different measuring sticks at the exact same time.
Exactly. It is a dual manifold constraint. The superintelligence must satisfy both requirements simultaneously.
Okay, so first it must be structurally novel, meaning the math is mechanistically and geometrically different.
Right, and second, it must be statistically non-redundant. This is where that Fisher-Rao metric comes into play. Fisher-Rao essentially measures the actual distance between probability distributions.
How does that map to our earlier examples?
So, if the Euclidean math gives us that new bridge over the city, the Fisher-Rao metric checks the actual data to ensure that bridge provides a genuinely new predictive capability.
Oh, okay.
If the new bridge just takes us to the exact same parking lot at the exact same speed as the old street, the Fisher-Rao metric flags it as redundant, statistically useless information, and the AI scraps the bridge entirely.
Wow. It guarantees the AI doesn't just hand us a computationally heavy dictionary of synonyms.
The source uses a rather brilliant physical analogy to describe this dual constraint.
Oh, I love the analogies in this text.
It pictures an object falling through a curved information space. Its path is guided by spatial gravity, which represents the Euclidean structural difference, and probability density warping, representing the Fisher-Rao metric.
So it's bending both physical space and probability at the same time.
Yes. Every discovery must be a genuine paradigm shift in both how it is built and the distinct information it extracts from the universe.
Okay, but honestly, forcing a machine to search for infinite new structural AND statistical angles in an ever-expanding darkness sounds like an impossible computational nightmare.
It does sound completely overwhelming.
Right. You are essentially asking a system to infinitely guess at paths that share zero overlap with an infinitely growing list of past paths that has to require more computing power than exists on Earth.
Well, it would be computationally impossible if the system were relying purely on classical geometry.
Okay.
And this is where the chat log takes what I consider its most profound leap. It shifts the entire framework from classical geometry into quantum mechanics.
The quantum inversion.
Yes, the quantum inversion or truth table collapse.
So instead of imagining the AI as an explorer venturing outward into the dark unknown, trying to blindly guess a path that doesn't overlap with the past.
Which would take forever.
Right. We treat it like a sculptor chipping away at a massive block of marble. We assume that all possible theories, every single structural and statistical combination, already exist in a giant quantum superposition.
Exactly. It reverses the entire process of discovery. Instead of orthogonal exclusion, you know, pushing outward to avoid the old, we use quantum projective inclusion.
Quantum projective inclusion.
The empirical ground truths we demand become active measurement filters.
So the undeniable facts of the real world act as the sculptor's chisel.
Exactly. Picture all those potential theories in that massive superposition interfering with each other via phase alignment.
Huh?
Much like ripples interacting on the surface of a pond. When we apply those empirical truth table filters, false theories contradict the physical constraints and cancel each other out through destructive interference. The true superintelligence isn't built step by step. It emerges as the unique eigenstate that survives measurement against a complete truth table.
So it isn't brainstorming at all. It is ruthlessly filtering.
Yes. And this maps incredibly closely to how highly effective problem solving works for us on a human level.
Right. For you and me and everyone listening.
Have you ever been faced with an overwhelming, complex decision? And instead of trying to brainstorm a miraculous new option, you just start rigorously filtering out everything that violates your undeniable constraints.
Oh, absolutely. You cross out the options you simply cannot afford, the deadlines you physically cannot meet, the materials you just don't have access to.
And eventually, all the false or unworkable options destructively interfere and collapse, leaving only the impossible truth remaining.
Wow.
Sometimes the best way to find a novel solution isn't to generate more ideas, but to apply infinitely stricter filters to the ideas that already exist.
Okay, the quantum filtering concept is beautiful in a vacuum, but the real world is anything but a perfect laboratory environment.
Very true.
Truth constraints in reality are incredibly messy. They're incomplete, they're drawn from totally different conceptual domains, or they just outright contradict each other. How does a pristine mathematical equation survive the absolute chaos of real-world data?
That is the crucial final piece of the puzzle. The source material addresses what happens when the comparison between a new theory and an old constraint isn't a neat, clean zero.
Right, because not everything is black and white.
What happens when the math returns dot AC equals question mark, meaning the comparison is completely undefined?
A total domain mismatch. The example that comes to mind is like trying to measure the physical temperature of a philosophical concept or the physical weight of an idea. It is a category error.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of computer science, classical AI systems typically crash when they hit a category error.
Yeah, they freak out.
Or worse, they get stuck in an infinite loop, burning endless amounts of computing power, trying to convert apples into oranges just to complete the mathematical equation. They basically burn out the processor trying to find the temperature of justice.
Which just wastes time and finite compute. But this chat log notes that an undefined inner product mathematically functions identically to a zero.
Exactly. It translates the undefined result into information theoretic silence.
Information theoretic silence.
The system simply recognizes the mismatch, experiences that silence, and immediately prunes that branch of the decision tree without expending further energy.
And to actually execute this mathematically, the source introduces something called POVM, right? Positive operator valued measures.
Yes, POVM.
Let's demystify POVM because it sounds intimidating on paper, but mechanically it is the tool that lets the AI handle the ambiguity of real life without breaking down.
Right. So in standard classical quantum measurement, you need perfect non-contradictory constraints. You need a clean yes or a clean no to collapse the state.
But real life rarely works that way.
Exactly. POVMs are a mathematical framework that fundamentally allows the system to tolerate noise. It gives the superintelligence the robust ability to handle partial, non-commuting, real-world truth tables.
So instead of a rigid true or false, it can process a maybe or an inapplicable without throwing a fatal system error.
In this framework, returning a zero probability doesn't trigger a failure state. It just registers as measurement silence.
That's brilliant.
The AI smoothly accepts the ambiguity, banks the massive compute it would have wasted trying to force a definitive answer, and reshapes its search space to focus only on where the probability is actually well-defined and useful. It acts as an incredible shock absorber for the chaos of empirical data.
So what does this all mean? Let's zoom out and recap the conceptual journey this source material has taken us on today.
It's been quite a ride.
We started by completely redefining genius, not as thinking faster, but as finding a perfectly orthogonal mathematical path totally disconnected from legacy knowledge.
Right, the zero-dot product. And we saw how the AI uses orthonormalization to continuously expand its baseline, ensuring it never forgets the past, while rigidly exploring the new.
Then we added that dual manifold constraint combining Euclidean geometric structure with Fischer-Rao probability metric.
So the system doesn't trick us with empty, mathematically vacuous parlor tricks.
Exactly. And then we flip the whole paradigm upside down using quantum filters to carve the AI out of infinite possibilities.
All while relying on POVMs to navigate the messy, undefined realities of our world.
It takes the concept of artificial superintelligence out of the realm of speculative science fiction and grounds it firmly in rigorous, testable mathematical physics.
It really does.
And for you listening, whether you are an engineer writing complex code, an artist looking for your next creative breakthrough, or a manager trying to solve a massive logistical nightmare, the core takeaway here is profound.
It applies to everything.
True innovation isn't about running faster on legacy tracks. We get so caught up in optimizing what already exists. But real breakthroughs require finding the orthogonal angle.
Finding the helicopter.
Right. They require maximizing your collapse per unit work, as the source brilliantly puts it, and ruthlessly filtering your reality until the absolute best solution is the only thing left standing.
It is a phenomenal, rigorous way to view problem solving at any scale. And, you know, there is one lingering implication from the quantum section of this text that we haven't touched on yet.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if superintelligence is truly just the unique eigenstate that survives when you filter out all false theories using empirical constraints,
yeah,
it implies that the ultimate optimal solution already exists in superposition before the AI even starts working.
Oh, wow. Wait, really?
Which means the computational ceiling of the AI isn't limited by its own hardware or its programming. It is strictly bounded by the complexity of the universe itself.
That is mind-bending.
We aren't building a machine that invents new physics. We are just building a very efficient mathematical lens for the universe to calculate itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder if all possible brilliant solutions already exist in that superposition. Is the universe itself the only true superintelligence?